Okay, everyone.
Yep, everybody's on the line.
Hey guys, I don't know how many people are on here.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Who's on the line here? Who do we have?
Don.
Sean, okay. Matt, Young, no?
Yeah.
Okay, Pierre?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, who else is on?
So Mike Holfeld, Orlando.
Okay, and who else?
Jonathan Simmons.
Oh, hey, Jonathan. Okay, so it's most of the normal guys I'm used to, and then the gentleman from Orlando. Okay, guys, I thought it'd be better than trying to get 10 different calls from 10 different people. So I wanted to just kind of answer some questions, and maybe it'll fill all your concerns. I'm not going to go into too many details because the board has to weigh into this tonight, but. You guys know what's happening a little bit. What I'm doing is I've had two board members, obviously at the December meeting, express an interest that I no longer be county administrator. And they have discussed, I've met with all the commissioners, tried to get feedback from all of them and discuss my working relationship and my annual, annual accomplishments and all that stuff, because I got evaluation coming up on some of them. But I went through all that with them, and some of the commissioners have suggested a different transition than a firing or termination. And I think Pierre is on the line. I think he suggested that even in one of his articles. So what I've done is, I'll call it the two that I know where they stand. I put forth essentially, or I will be putting forth probably in the next hour or so, what essentially they've asked for is a transition there, in a more agreeable, civil manner. And the benefit being that it will bode well for them for future applicants if they go down that path. But if it's up to the majority of the board to feel how they feel that with no transition, they've asked for no transition. We've had some additional resignations, which I will copy all of you guys on. We received those late yesterday, and I've emailed it to my board this morning. That may change those dynamics somewhat, because I was not anticipating, at least one of them, I wasn't anticipating the retirement, and the other one, I wasn't anticipating the resignation to occur so quickly. But it is what it is, and so hopefully tonight we'll discuss and see if we can do this in a professional way.
So the proposal that you're going to put forth is actually what you would rather have is to stay on for a few months or to resign now and get severance?
The proposal I have put forth is reflective of what, let's say the chair may have discussed with me. It's not. We discussed a transition, and that's actually a better path way forward. And to be honest, in my field, it takes time to apply for positions and stuff. I know of a number of openings and stuff, but I haven't applied anywhere. I have no other jobs. I haven't even put together a new resume. You know, I'm a little rusty on that. You know, helping the county transition through some of these projects rather than see them fail is in my heart and in my professional mindset. But commissioners, you know, some of this stuff is very political, as you might imagine, and some of this no transition is part of the mindset in some commissioners' minds. But I'm not sure it is the mindset of all the commissioners, and until we have that discussion tonight, but the proposal, and I'm going on up here. I'm sorry,
sorry.
Kind of dragging. But tonight, what is put forth is basically a resignation by this Friday. I will get full benefits, and you'll see it. I'll have it out probably within by 10 o'clock. I'm going to try and have it out to the commissioners. I'm waiting on one final review by the county attorney on behalf of the board. It'll have a no disparagement clause because the stuff that's being said is just there's a lot of untrue stuff being said that's just crazy. But and then the third issue is just my continued protection for my actions while I'm administrator, which is in my contract now. But those are the three main provisions. But basically, it would be the same severance package, and it would be more amenable. And I'm also offering my services for consultation and stuff. Again, I went to a town hall meeting last night with Commissioner Hansen. And when you go to those things, it kind of re-energizes you and the people that you help. And they were so appreciative of all the projects we do, and they were excited about many of the upcoming projects. And it sheds a different light about versus some of the negative minority that comes at you.
Is this linked to the operations center, sir?
What linked to the operations center?
Your resignation. Were you forced to do this because of the sick building fiasco?
No, I'm not being forced to do this, and I'm not sure it is a sick building. We have more testing to do. I think that's I think that jury's still out.
Craig,
you mentioned it was personal. Your decision was personal, sir. You felt like time to move on.
No, I'm under personal attack by a couple commissioners, so I'm putting forth a proposal for consideration by the entire board on how they would like the transition to occur, or if they would even like that transition to occur. You have three other commissioners. I think they're the majority of the board do not want me to go anywhere, but they understand the dogma and the type of personal attacks that they may experience in the future too.
Mr. Coffey, last week you had mentioned that you hadn't any plans to resign. What changed your mind?
I still do not. I don't think anything plans to resign, but I'd rather present it on a positive terms for the county, for my staff, and for myself and my family. So if there is a separation, I'd rather it occur in a positive manner for everybody involved. If it's not, and the commissioners, if the majority of commissioners decide that this is not the course they want, I'll have to rethink that, whether I'll step down. This is an amendment to a contract to allow me to resign if that's the majority of the board. It's not my resignation. It's not a settlement agreement or anything like that.
Craig, we heard this morning that Joe Mayer, among others, and others at HR have resigned. Can you tell us who exactly among your top staff did resign or offer a letter of resignation that's contingent on your resignation?
Okay, first off, neither one are contingent upon my resignation. I will tell you that probably Joe Mayer is a retirement thing, and you guys, I don't know if you've dealt with employees that have been long-time employees and they can retire at any minute.
Mm-hmm.
Some days they get hit the wrong way, and you got to talk them off the ledge. Joe has served this county for well over 16 years, and I've talked him off the ledge many times because I think he's been in that retire. He could retire probably for the last two or three. So I don't know. He was the surprise one that I don't know that wasn't necessarily tied to mine. I think he's just seeing the ugliness that has come out, and some people don't need to work. And Joe, I would put him in that category. And so he's not tied to my resignation. Sally, hers is not specifically tied to my resignation. I think there's fear by the personal attacks, potentially hostile work environment created by at least one commissioner that would occur in my absence. And I think that it may continue in that vein. And I think there's a fear of once one target's gone, new targets will emerge. And there's a lot of fear in the approach taking an organization taken by commissioners against staff.
Well, with those two leaving, then, if you were to resign tonight...
Another one. The other one is offered a resignation. Joe is a retirement. Sally's offered a resignation. She's my deputy. I was thinking, I never thought she might stay long after my departure, but I was hoping she would stay a little bit longer. Both of them have given me notice effective January 31st. So, as you'll see in the email I've stated to the board this morning, when I presented this or set up this meeting and was going down this direction in my discussions with the chair, this was not in my considerations and probably was not in the board's considerations, either those for me or against me. However, it presents a new problem of transition. It presents a new problem of continuity and project success that I hadn't anticipated. Initially, when I talked to some of the commissioners, they were talking about a transition plan, essentially for me to help get search going and hand off to another professional at the same time while I was looking for other employment. But they came back, and apparently their supporters or someone, their group, told them that they coffee had to go right away. So I don't know, and I think the other three board members will have to weigh in on that as well, on that transition. I have not heard from transition of other board members or what their feelings are on that because, again, I put forth a proposal for a minimal separation, and we'll go from there. It may happen, it may not happen, we'll see. I've been told lots of people are coming still in T-shirts, and they're still ranting and ravings on Facebook and videos and stuff like that, but I only hear this secondhand from commissioners, not, and I've never experienced a destructive type of approach from even a commissioner that's opposed to me.
Well, let's assume that you did resign tonight. They have to have a manager in place. So who would you recommend? Who do you think is capable? If Sally's not in place, if Joe's not in place, who would you recommend?
Well, they would be in place till the end of this month, potentially. And I don't know. And there's even, I know the commissioner, I'll say one of the commissioners opposed to me is opposed to the range riders. And there's a guy named Dick Kelton. I would not recommend they put Dick Kelton, the former manager.
Oh, jeez.
But I've heard that, and that may be part of the group thinking on that side of the fence. But and I Mr. Kelton and I have we see each other at conferences and stuff, and I have no problems with him. I just think you've got to continue on a you want to bring in neutral and fresh eyes, and even for a temporary basis, you want to bring somebody that doesn't add to the mix, to the complexity or the complications of stuff. So.
Greg, this is Matt. You said that you'll be proposing tonight a plan where you'll be possibly resigning by Friday, but will the transition plan also be on the table? And if so, can you kind of get more into the details of that plan, or would the commission be kind of ironing out those details tonight?
I think they're going to have to discuss that, and I will think hard. obviously, I've got these other two things late yesterday after I went around and talked to my department heads to warn them before the press release, because the public notice. I thought within the release of the public notice that I'd get quick phone calls, and two of you guys called me within, I don't know, maybe within, I was going to say 30 seconds, I was saying 3 or 5 minutes. So you guys are better than I thought, but it was quick.
What was that?
So the public notice, I knew when I released the public notice yesterday that I would get calls, and I think Pierre, you called, and Jonathan called within seconds, and Matt wasn't far behind after release of that, because I knew that would trigger that. But let's talk about transition. If it's me, I think there's a different plan than if Sally and Joe will help hold things together for a period of time. I don't So they would there would be a period of time, even if I were gone this Friday, that they could we could work out a better transition plan. I don't know if I have a good answer. I've been contemplating it in light of the changes I received yesterday afternoon, and because they were kind of my thought process and my transition plan. But if they're the if they're transitioning and they're being personally attacked, they don't have to be here, and they don't have to play. They can go home, take their ball and go home. That's not what I was hoping, but they're extreme professionals, and they like to be treated in a professional manner, respectful of others, and respect in return.
What are some of the stuff that you're talking about you're trying to, you want to finish, and if it were up to you, how much time would you say is needed for a transition for this administration before, you know, you all phase out to finish some of those projects?
Well, initially, you know, and again, I'm trying to, you do soul searching with your family, department heads, and your commissioners, and then you got public supporters, and again, there's, I feel I do have a lot of supporters out there, tremendous amount of supporters out there, and people that appreciate what the county does every day. But in answer to your question, to find a new administrator, that process, and to get them him or her here, that's typically a 4 to 6 month process. So you procure hopefully a consultant of some kind to help with the search. Then you go through that process and take resumes, go through interviews and stuff, and then you go through, they may have to give notice depending on their personal situation. And typically administrator, it's not uncommon to wait a month for an administrator at least. So if you add all that up, if you see any kind of historic precedence or even what's going on Palm Coast, it's a 4 to 6 month process, more times closer to 6 months, even when I came aboard. Having said that, what I was willing to do at the time was give the board a minimum 60 days and a maximum of 6 months. So they wouldn't have a land-in situation, because someone said something about a land-in situation. And I don't want to involve Mr. Landon in this discussion other than his approach, the approach they took at the City of Palm Coast was very open-ended. I proposed to several commissioners not an open-ended approach, but more a two-month guaranteed approach and up to 6 months, depending on my personal situation. But my goal was essentially to try and hand off from one professional to another. And then if Sally departed after that, the new professional administrator would be able to pick their number two and their HR person and kind of pick their own team type of thing. Versus now, I don't know. I don't know if I can talk people to stay on longer or not, but I'd have to have it. Again, there's a lot of stuff in flux. I'd have to have that kind of conversation. But
what specifically compelled you, sir, because you obviously have a passion for where you are and the town and the people you serve, what compelled you to decide, you know what, time to go?
Well, I don't think it weighs heavily on your family, and what you don't want to be as an administrator is you don't want to be a hindrance to the welfare and the productivity of the county, and more of a distraction. So when you don't want the, if you're presenting facts, you don't want people, and you, some of you guys saw it in the Beings thing that we did 2 days ago. The facts were there. Some people wanted to make it about Craig Coffee, and I don't want Craig Coffee to be the issue. I think I have a lot to, I'm 52. There are a lot of openings out there, and I think I'm well respected throughout the state. I think I could land elsewhere, and I want to do that without with only so much personal attacks and garbage out there, I guess. I have a stellar record here. Hard work, integrity, project accomplishments, and they stand by those. Sometimes it's better to leave. There's a saying, it's just good, don't go away. It's just go away, but don't go away mad. I have nothing but great thoughts and memories and experiences with Flagler County. I feel I have a great team. I wanted to leave Flagler County in the best position possible, and that's what my heart is. That's what my head tells me. And that's what I would want to do. So even if I was separating and in that process, I'm not the kind of guy, I would show up and work just as hard every day. Again, I was at a town hall meeting last night, didn't have to go, but these are people I've worked with for over a decade. And yes, I make people mad from time to time. I make them happy from time to time, comes with the territory. Ultimately, I present information and facts to the Board of County Commissioners, and I try and get them to make the best decision possible. Ultimately, they make a decision, and I carry it out in the most professional manner. My staff does the same.
Well, was there a project or something that was the breaking point, why they were forcing you out?
If you have a dispute, I don't think it's one thing. I think it's a conglomeration of things, and I think people are organizing personal attacks from different approaches. I will say one commissioner wrote, he ran on this very issue to get rid of me, and the other commissioner, it was more of a surprise issue, but I think it's based on his feelings for, he experienced, I think he said everything positive about me, he just said change, and you know, I don't know, and I, it's always funny, you know, the Patriots, Tom Brady's been there a long time as a quarterback, but just because he's been there a long time, he's done a great job, typically they don't say change, just because he's been there a while. But that's the only thing that I've taken away from Commissioner O'Brien Singh, and he said it again on the radio. He's respect for me. He felt I've done a good job, a lot of accomplishments, feels I have integrity, good work ethic. I think he said all the things to me personally, he said them publicly. His number one issue is change. And he'll list some things that, you know, that have been issues, you know, Sally or the Beings thing. But these things, they go through cycles and they settle down. The Beings thing, I think, will come to a new resting place, hopefully. It sounded like everyone was gelling around a newer option that may be a win-win for everybody. And so be it. That's just part of the process.
Well, looking back at this past year, there are those three issues, you know, Bing, Sally, and the building that really hurt your standing. Any of these issues would you have done differently? Starting with Bing's, for instance, why would you not have done the Monday workshop 5 months ago, which would have neutralized all the opposition?
Well, I don't think we were in a position 5 months ago to do that, and I think that The workshop issue, I think, you know, sometimes, no criticism to folks in the media, but you guys take it and run with it. And I will say that we were coming from it as a more routine matter that had passed the planning board 4-1, had passed the scenic A1A about location 7-2, had passed the TRC, and had been a known quantity for years. So, you know, to say, oh, all of a sudden we didn't handle it properly. And all our previous leases, we just put on a board agenda. We didn't publicly notice it. We didn't notify property owners. There was always no problem. And they were additional years, additional investment, additional expansion. And and even the location, when it was presented in CNK 1A, some of the most adamant people today, it's about other issues that they wanted to raise and parking and other things. But at the time, they were okay with the location and the view shed and all that. It's only after they built it up more that it became more problematic. But again, so we did what we said we would do, and Commissioner Sullivan did a good thing, I think, and just back up. We'll go through all the details. We didn't air all our liabilities because it just wasn't an issue because we were going down a different path.
But are you saying that you didn't commit any misjudgments at any point?
No, I commit misjudgments all the time, and I make mistakes all the time. I'm a very human person, but I'm not saying, I don't know that I can sit here and recollect all those for you or give you a different course I would take on the spur of the moment here.
Okay. In your long memo, you wrote that you didn't think that the building was responsible for employee illnesses on December 20th. Do you still stand by that in light of what was discovered during the testing last week?
I'll defer. I'm here to talk about the issue tonight, and there'll be additional information forthcoming on that issue.
On that note, though, Craig, do you think that, like, the term I've been hearing is no confidence, no faith? think the findings where they found old wood and old insulation Friday kind of was maybe the last nail in the coffin where...
No, I would say this. The county administrator, I don't pick the consultants to inspect the building. I don't pick the appraisers. I don't pick the construction company. I don't pick the architect. I didn't supervise the construction. I didn't review the plans and say, keep that old insulation versus not. Old insulation is not necessarily an issue. I will say the old wood is not necessarily an issue. The old wood is in fine shape. The contract we had, and I probably misspoke in my memo, that somebody wants to take a word out of a memo that's four pages and say, oh, he said all the wood. Well, all the old wood, all the rotten wood was the contract that we entered into. So if the wood was sound, it was allowed to remain in place. If you go to your house and you got a piece of rot on your house, you replace the rotten wood. You don't take all the wood off your house and replace all the old wood. If you have insulation and you add additional insulation, you may remove old insulation or not. That was not, I don't make those decisions, and that has nothing to do with me. So all those kind of things are, I think some of those things, as we look into them and test them, I think all those will kind of come to light a little bit more. Even the we aren't sure there's, we'll find out more about carpet tiles and whether that's glue or the water or something like that. But the walls were dry. I think we haven't found really anything. We found some new areas to look into. And I think it's a new course we'll look into and see where it takes us. But I think the jury's going to be out whether I'm here or not on that issue. And we still got to let evidence and facts. We didn't rush to the media. Others rushed to the media and reached conclusions. I'm not sure we're there yet.
Well, how did you break the news of your resignation to your staff, and how did they take it?
Obviously, it was... I would say widespread. They were all disappointed. I had many cry, and can't understand the political atmosphere versus the reality of what we've done as a county and what they've done. Obviously, just the things I said about the building are the same things I'd say about a lot of projects. I help them. I connect the political will of the commission, essentially a board of directors. I connect that to the day-to-day implementation. And sometimes I'm more involved. Other times I'm on the periphery, but I try and shield them from a lot of the minutia so they can be technical and professional and do their jobs without all the interference sometimes. But they were, a lot of them are crying. They're very disappointed. A lot of them don't want me to resign. Many want me to fight. But I told them, look, I'm going to put forth this proposal. I feel it's the right thing to do as a professional administrator. And I'll leave my fate in the hands of the board. And if the majority feels that way or feels I did a good job or bad job, they can so rate that. But I'm trying to, again, my thought process was, what's the best transition for the county, my staff, myself, and my family? And this is a proposal there, but in light of if there's going to be a ton of resignations and a ton of chaos behind me without a transition of myself, I'm not sure that I'm not sure of the approach sitting here this morning.
Well, Craig, the reaction from your staff and those resignations that you're worried about and that are in fact taking place, isn't that an indication that you've been here too long and that you've built too much of a sort of fiefdom of your own kingdom, where people are more loyal to you than to the mission?
I think that's a spin you could put on it, but I would say that's not the reality. I cannot find a more dedicated team in Joe Mayer or Sally Sherman.
Dedicated to you, yes.
No, I'm dedicated to Flagler County, and I can't say it any other way, Pierre. I mean, you can spin it however, but I will tell you that's not the case. And the question is Pierre, if I don't know what environment, you know, you're in a different environment than us, but if you're in an environment where you're going to be personally attacked and personally maligned every day, and how would that work for you? It works for a while, and we've been in this mode for a while, and everything we do is questioned, or we're doing it wrong, we should do it this way, and that's what's going on right now a little bit. People, they lose sleep, they have health problems, that personal attack. You can't ask somebody to be personally attacked day in, day out, and then question their loyalty to the county or their dedication to the county when they've served this county well. It's not tied to me, and I've been here too long, and my fiefdom's saying, I will tell you that some of these people are going to ride off to the sunset anyways. At some point, I can only keep them so long, and I would have to replace them as transition and replace them with positive team members behind them. But I think the approach that some have taken without necessarily the experience in organizations is a destructive approach, and I would credit that destructive approach more so than any loyalty to the county or dedication to the citizens of this county. I think that's very shallow to think in those terms.
Greg, if it's gotten to this point where, you and two of your top administrators are offering to resign or retire, say the commission decides tonight to keep you, how do you repair that relationship with, I guess you're talking about Joe Mullins and to a lesser degree, Don O'Brien, and just the public, how do you repair that relationship and that perception if you're kept on?
Well, let's just talk about commissioners first. My relationship with Commissioner O'Brien has been professional, will be professional. My relationship with Commissioner Mullins, though he doesn't always like what I advise him, has been professional. But I'll continue to be a professional if that's the will of the board. But I will always continue. I will stand my ground when I need to, and I'm not afraid of challenging the commissioner, even though they're my supervisors. And just as I ask my staff to challenge me when I'm not right, I think that if you have a situation where it's a constant barrage of personal attacks, not always based on factual information, I think that's going to be destructive if that trend and that process continues forward, regardless of me or anyone else, because I could see it continuing to happen over issues and agendas, regardless of Craig Coffey. But repairing it, I will do my best to always be the consummate professional. I've had commissioners oppose me before, as some of you know, Pierre knows for sure, and I've had votes before, and I've repaired that relationship or tried to. I try not to take it personal. The more I internalize it, I think it hurts me more. But I will continue to be the professional, but I will not take abuse, and I will stand up for myself, and I will correct facts and lies wherever I see them, if that's the case, if that's the decision of the board. Repairing it with the public, some people, because of social media and other things, I compared it to a mountain of malicious chatter, and I'm trying to hold back that. I can't fix those some of those people. I will never get some of those people back, but I would argue that the vocal minority that you see, there's a large vocal non-vocal majority that's out there that like the way this county is and like the way it's run, like the projects we do, and really are appreciative of county staff at many levels. And I will repair, and I will continue to earn the trust and confidence of any that I can. But you will, there will be people that I can't win back, and there will be you. It's just part of the nature of the business, and they will come up and say vile things and uncivil things. And I've tried to just take that for what it's worth. Freedom of speech. I fought for this country. for many, you know, I've been in the military many years and I fought for this country, and I respect freedom of speech. I enjoy freedom of speech in a civil manner. That's the only thing I try and espouse.
When you interview for your next job, you'll probably be asked by your next commissioners or council members what your single best accomplishment was in your tenure here over 11 years, but concrete accomplishment, not general stuff. What would you point to?
Well, if I had to point to that, I haven't built a resume. This requires you to think through some of these things, but as I reflect back, I championed the county through three major disasters, a major fire in 2011, and two hurricane events, which were really unprecedented in our history. I've championed the county through the Great Recession, and times were tough. We had to lay off employees, and we had to cut no pay raises and stuff. I did three union contracts with the fire department. We did the Kansas Interchange. We built tons of roads. We obviously built the new jail, hundreds of millions of dollars of projects that we did well. I think I recruited, and the airport is at a whole new level, and I think it's gone from red to black in the revenues, and that's through active in recruiting the right people, but also active management of the leases and the improvements there, and acquiring additional assets and improvements, making additional improvements. Parks, I think we've acquired some gems, and we have more to come. I think there's the cottages are going to be a cool thing. I think the Princess Place Bridge and the Island House are all seeds for the future. I think there's 1,200 acres that we've amassed south of 100, and I think that's going to be a Princess Place South. I think that's going to be something in the heart of the county that's over 1,000 acres that's going to be a tremendous asset to all the community now and far many years, well beyond Craig Coffee. I think Plantation Bay has been a tough issue, but I think, and what I've told commissioners, even when we acquired it, I said, commissioners, you will have nothing but pain from this issue. You will have nothing but grief from this issue in the short term, but it's the right thing to do long term. And that's been my approach. It's always been about the long term. The county celebrated more than 100-year anniversary not too long ago, and we're going to be at it for another 100 years. I think the 800 megahertz system we're building today is a reflective of a future vision that's, we're going to own our own destiny. We're going to own our own towers. As technology changes, and towers may be different, but we will have some infrastructure to roll with those changes and will not be subject or held hostage to others.
What about your greatest failures?
Greatest failures? I will... Let me think on those here. I know there are some, and I'm not. I would never sit here before you and tell you that I didn't have. I know there's approaches that were wrong. I know there's projects that even the Plantation Bay, could there have been a different approach that could have made things smoother? I would have liked to do something smoother down there, but there are many, and most of them are smaller in scale, and I may never share those with you. Personal secrets, but I will tell you that I've made hiring decision failures. I've made approach decision failures. I will tell you there's probably some projects the way we approached them, but we've had sometimes we've been able to go back and correct those before it's too late. And I've made mistakes through even disasters. I'm sure I've made mistakes during those disasters, but I like to believe that that's probably a 90% the right decision, 10% wrong decisions. But I will tell you, there's not a leader anywhere or a positive person anywhere that if they aren't going back and looking at mistakes they made, that's the way you grow. And and whether you share those with the world or you self-internalize those, I'm probably harder on myself than anybody. And somebody's perception of my mistakes be tremendous, might be totally different of their opinion from a, looking from a different vantage point. But, you know, the Sheriff's Operations Center, I wish that would have gone differently. Some of the other things, you know, Sally Sherman, I've never viewed that as a mistake because I view as department's heads and even firefighters, we've given a lot more money to and we've not gotten grief over, and they've been, you know, years of service and all that, and for $7,000-something what it turned out to be. I never publicized it. I never made a big deal of it because I didn't really perceive it as a big deal, and then it kind of got made into a big deal. But at the end of the day, it was no different than I did to other directors or even firefighter contracts and stuff that we just signed. Some of those firefighters would get $15,000 alone, and that's ongoing, where $7,000 was a one-time Sally Sherman thing. But it is what it is, and I got to take the criticism and not internalize it to make me ill, but internalize it enough to learn from it and to try and figure out different ways. And hopefully I've got over 30 years in this business, and hopefully as I get older, I'm getting wiser and handling things better. But sometimes stuff happens.
That was good. I have one last question. Your predecessor, David Haas, actually chose to stay local and go into the private sector and actually worked for the former owner of Plantation Bay. What are your intentions to still work in government or to work in the possibly in a private sector? And have you thought about sort of following in his steps?
Well, it's interesting you should ask that. David, I think, did have a job. He was already, I think he had been offered that as he was moving towards that issue. So he had already made the decision to jump to the private sector and already gone through the process. Again, I haven't taken the first step towards an alternate journey. But I will decompress and do that. But I will tell you that before I came here, I did have a brief stint with a private developer and worked for a company called Camarada Properties. And what happened was DeSoto County, I made the decision, and this was a guy that I was a tough negotiator, and I think he appreciated that, and I think that was probably similar to David, but he appreciated my toughness, he appreciated my knowledge, and he hired me, and I went to work for this individual, actually more pay, similar to what David probably makes more pay, I know he does, and it was a similar situation to working for Maurice Haney, and that was going on for a period of time, and this was the time when everything was crashing. You got to remember the development community was crashing, and this particular developer had built a tower, sold it out in hours. They were on their second tower as the market was collapsing, and they couldn't get the mortgages approved because of the valuations, so they were trying to do cash sales. So what I told the developer, said, look, you know, it looks like you guys are headed for some trouble. I sent out only 3 resumes before I accepted that job offer with them, and I said, look, I will go ahead and interview for these, but if they don't, if none of these people pick me up, I'm not sending out any more resumes, I'll come to work for you full time. Well, it's weird how fate intervenes in these kind of issues, because at that time they really did hit the hard times, and I haven't kept up with the company since I left them, but I sent out 3 resumes. The first one I was offered an interview. The second one I was the number one candidate, and I think it was the city of Bartow. And I decided I didn't want to go there personally, so I thanked them for making me one, but I bowed out of the interview process. And then Flagler was my last one. And I sat there in my private sector job, totally different, because it's so, you know, no one's calling and screaming at you from the public. You don't have all the problems. I mean, here I've got 400 employees. Here I've got multi-millions of dollars. There I was like a government liaison. I was a project manager. And So going through the FLAGRA process, and it went through 80 people or so, down to 40, down to, you know, 12, and then I was in the final interview pool, and I interviewed against two other individuals that were 20 years my senior, of more experience. And it was 3-2 coming in. Commissioner Holland, now Mayor Holland, voted against me. She actually had a reporter from the News Journal sitting out of my interview. And I guess the rest is history, but my controversy started then, because I think I cussed, said some words two times during the interview, and that made headlines. But I think I said, you know, something like, you know, what do you do with this? I said, well, I give them a kick in the ass or something like that. Well, there was two of those kind of things I said that made the paper. Does that help you? I wouldn't rule that out up here, but we'll see. I have a lot of respect for David, and I think he does a great job for us. And some of the skills are transferable, that's for sure.
In other words, he's not reached out to you?
No, there's no hidden cookout. There's no, I'm not resigning, and I have a secret thing in the background. I would happily tell you that.
Okay.
I would need a severance if that was me. Okay. I've got another meeting at 10.
Right.
So without any further ado, I've bared my soul to you guys without getting too far into the weeds on some issues. But I was hoping to get that other thing out before 10, but I will work and see if the attorney's cleared me, I'll send that out.
All right. Thank you, Craig.
Okay, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.